Now, the Irish Road Hauliers Association are fearing that diesel prices are likely to reach and surpass €2 per litre and is urging the government to introduce temporary supports for operators to help them get over the worst as caused by this crisis. Ger Hyland is president of the Irish Road Haulier Association with me on the line. Ger, good morning to you and thanks for joining me. Are you really fearing it's around, as far as I can see locally here, it's around 175 to 178. Do you fear it's going to go to €2?
We do, yes. Yes, the price of diesel has been escalating strongly since last Sunday night. We now can't even get a price. If I want to order a tanker diesel for next Thursday or Friday, I can't even get a price on that here this morning. Will be given to me on the morning. It's rising that fast.
So no control over it and only upward, that's what you're seeing?
Only an upward trend. Our members are, a lot of our members are, 77% of the hauliers in Ireland are the 1-to-5 truck guys. They're all regional based, they're rural based, and unless they get support, they can't survive. They won't survive. The amount of government introduced cost that has come in on top of our industry since January alone is phenomenal, with a six cents a litre better fuel levy, government road toll increases. It really is phenomenal. Minimum wage increases, which affects every wage all the way up along. So unless our members get support here, we won't survive this. Our members are paying 36% of their turnover is now going in direct government taxes. As far as our industry is concerned, this government is absolutely imposing tax upon tax upon tax on top of us. There's over 60% of the cost of a litre of fuel going to the government in direct taxes. It is phenomenal. We have paid over €1 billion in carbon taxes over the last number of years with absolutely nothing to show for it for our industry.
What's your response, though? Morning, is this not the companies at fault, at least in the initial stages of this, Ger? The Taoiseach saying that, you know, there's no justification for rising prices at the pumps, saying most of the Irish oil comes from the North Sea and emphasising price gouging is not acceptable.
Well, if it's not acceptable today, it wasn't acceptable 3 years ago and they've done nothing about it. So why would you wait until the wolf is at the door? Why hasn't the competition authority or the government called in the fuel companies before today? This is another knee-jerk reaction from a government that's asleep at the wheel. That's what this is.
You've written to Simon Harris, the Taoiseach Minister of Finance. You want support. What sort of support? How would he do it if he do it today?
We want the carbon tax to be suspended as and from today, until this crisis is over. We want a return from the government for some of the carbon tax that we have paid, the €1 billion that the government has taken in carbon tax. We have nothing to show for. There's only about three countries in Europe charging carbon tax. Ireland is one of them. Our fuel this morning, if we're not the dearest in Europe, we're the second dearest. But as far as I know, we are the dearest country in Europe today for fuel.
And it's only,
you know, this drives inflation. Everything from the shoes you wear to the cornflakes on your breakfast table in the morning, everything that you get comes on the back of a truck. And unless our trucks are rolling and unless our members can make a profit, which they're not at the present time, they're not going to survive this. So we're calling on the government here this morning
to make this move and to step in quickly. Yeah. Finally, Ger, what is your fear? It all comes down, and the issue with the Strait of Hormuz in terms of the overall price is what, in effect, Donald Trump tried to use American money to ensure every container ship that's going through there and promised defence. That doesn't seem to have changed anything at the moment. So is it your concern, and it's a big concern here, how long this goes on for? And how long there will be this problem and the down-the-line, downstream effects on petrol prices?
Absolutely.
Over the long term.
Absolutely. A haulier, a truck doing 2,000 kilometres a week, his fuel now, with the price inflation since Monday morning, is costing him about €140 extra per week on fuel. We cannot sustain this.
Okay,
and fuel is only going in one direction.
Yeah. Okay, Ger, we'll leave it there. That's Ger Hyland there from the Irish Road Hauler Association with his concern that diesel is heading for €2 a litre. And I heard one professor in energy yesterday suggesting that if this continues, we could be heading back to the levels of price shock that we saw at the Ukraine war, at the start of the Ukraine war over the first few years of that. Hopefully that does not happen.